This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, Tom Kelly, Rob Chary, we are with you on a Monday morning, in for the morning show on this President's Day. You want to get in, 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. Talking about a lot of things today, including the Eagles Super Bowl. Do you appreciate, or are you appreciating this one more than the 2017 one? I thought 2017 one was more special, but as time goes on, I'm appreciating this one more, Rob. It's lasting longer. Like, I don't know about you, but after 2017, I was happy for a few days, but then there was a weird feeling of like, can I ever care about sports as much again
that was
I
had? It? So you were like, now that this happens, I can die happy?
A little bit, but I realized that I can care as much because the next year they lose to New Orleans.
And you were angry.
And all those feelings were there.
What happened in that game against New Orleans that cost them the game?
Alshon Jeffrey.
Exactly.
Didn't catch the ball.
Yeah.
We all know if he catches that, the Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
They may have.
They would have repeated.
They may have.
With Nick Foles as quarterback again.
Could you? Well, then our Twitter question would be changed. It would just be Nick Foles would be the greatest quarterback.
It would be a rematch, too, because it would have been against Brady again.
Yeah.
By the way, that was one of the worst Super Bowls ever.
Oh, terrible.
13-3 was brutal.
I remember
brutal.
Doing updates during that game.
Oh, it was terrible.
And it was one of the, it was just awful to watch. Yeah. Absolutely awful. But our Twitter question of the day, at WIP Morning Show on Twitter, Twitter poll question sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevy Trailblazer starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. As of today, who is the best quarterback in Eagles history? 81% saying Jalen Hurts, 13% Donovan McNabb, 5% other. Get out of here with other.
Other would be Randall.
Randall and Jaws.
Or Nick Foles.
No disrespect to those guys. But it's got to be between Donovan and Jalen. I'd still have it be Donovan. I mean, the longevity, I know he didn't win at all.
He was 1-4.
Great career here.
He was 1-4 in NFC Championship games.
You're very
three of them at home.
You're very disrespectful to
Donovan.
Not
disrespectful. I'm just saying that this other guy that just came in here, he's been here 4 years, 5 years, 4 playoffs, 2 Super Bowls, and he won a Super Bowl.
He did. And
Eagle quarterback's ever been to 2 Super Bowls.
No, and Jalen, he's on track. I mean, he's absolutely on track. If he has 2 more years.
Two more Super Bowls?
Not 2 more Super Bowls, but I'm talking about 2 more years where you make runs. You're really good. You're getting to championship games because obviously that's my barometer of what makes a great quarterback.
And you finally give him a top 5 quarterback.
Reluctantly,
you'll give him a top. He's a top 5 quarterback.
I think he's in the top 5 right now. He's number 5.
He's finally made your top 5.
Yeah. I mean, that's not easy to do.
Was Donovan ever in the top 5 of the quarterbacks in the NFL?
For 3 years, Donovan was unquestionably the 3rd best quarterback in the
NFL. Behind Manning and Brady.
Yeah.
I agree, but not for 12 years or whatever he was here for.
No, but from 2000 to 2004, it was Brady, it was Manning, it was Donovan.
And Donovan was there because of his legs.
Yeah.
And his arm.
And then when as Donovan got older and used his legs less, I would agree. I think that made him a lesser player overall.
And part of why he used his legs less is he decided to use his legs less.
Right.
Which was wrong.
Right. No, and I would agree with you on that.
Okay. Finally.
But yay. He's a great quarterback. He was still a great quarterback, Rob.
Not a Hall of
Famer. I think he had more physical talent, more throwing talent than Jalen had.
Randall was a better thrower than both.
Because we saw the one year Donovan had a great receiver, I mean, he had a great year. Like, Jalen does have a ton of talent around him. And not that that takes away from what he does, but I do think it's important to look at. When you look at Donovan and going to championship games, he's going to championship games with Todd Pinkston, James Thrash, Freddie Mitchell. I mean, you look at Jalen for his entire career, he's had DeVonta Smith, A.J. Brown,
not
best offensive
career.
Line in football, the majority of his career.
Well, Donovan had a good offensive line.
Yeah, he had
a very good offensive line.
Not as good as this offense.
No, but he had Runyon on one side, Trey Thomas on the other.
Yeah, but overall, Jalen's had a lot more talent. No question about it.
On the offensive line, I would agree.
And in 2004, the one year Donovan did have a legit receiver, you saw what happened. He had the best year of his career.
He only had a legit receiver for 1 year.
Why is that?
Because the Hall of Fame coach, Andy Reid, decided he could have five receivers catch 40 passes, just like he did with this year's Kansas City team, who got undressed in the Super Bowl.
There you go. It all comes back to Andy Reid every time. 215-592-9494. Also, who would you elect as the president of Philadelphia sports over the last 50 years? That is our side topic.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pick today. Let's go to the phones. Go to Rick in Easton. What's up, Rick?
Good morning, gentlemen. I really wanted to focus more on the Phillies, but just to add to the to the celebration, this is also the first time that Super Bowl champion team ever had four players on defense who were multiple first-team All-Americans, two-time national champs in Davis, Carter, Smith, and N'Kobe Dean from Georgia. That's never happened before.
Yeah, I mean it's incredible, Rick. It really is.
When you add those two shutdown corners, it's lights out. Before I give the answer to your side topic, I want to talk about the Phillies. I understand that they win a lot of games. I get it with Schwarber in the leadoff spot, but with this pitching staff, which I think could be top three in the league, I think that what we need to go with is we need to make a shakeup here. You got to protect Harper, you got to protect Boehm, and you got to protect Castellanos. You have to make teams pitch to Harper and Schwarber. They're going to pitch around Harper and Schwarber. I think we need to start out with Turner, Harper, because let's face it, guys, Ohtani and Judge have that ship sailed with your best player hitting third. I want to go with Turner, Harper, Bohm, Schwarber, Castellanos, and Stott. Until Bohm shows he can't do it, let's face it, he hit 280 last year. He had 100 RBIs, and you got him at $7 million, for goodness sake, which is a steal. And he was top three in the league in doubles. I think you give the kid a shot at third, and you protect everybody with Schwarber. Schwarber's got to be your number four hitter, because I don't remember Dave Kingman ever leading off. What's your thoughts on the Phillies' comment?
It's going to be interesting to see how they handle it. What do you think, Rob? Would you move Schwarber down?
Absolutely wouldn't have. He's not a leadoff hitter. And they've won with him as a leadoff hitter, but I think they've won in spite of him being a leadoff hitter.
And if you remember when Dombrowski was asked this after 2 years ago, he really didn't want to answer it. He kind of danced around it and wanted to give Topper that shot one more year. Well, we had three chances in the playoffs, and we really didn't turn the corner and get the ring. But I'm glad that you guys gave me your feedback. Here's my ambassador that I would go with president, and I think Montgomery is a great pick, Rob, by the way. This owner did everything he did to bring a team to this city, multiple playoff appearances, more than the Yankees in his tenure, and he's the first owner to get back-to-back championships. Ed Snyder.
There you go, Rick. Appreciate the call. Thanks for the call. Ed Snyder, in my lifetime, flyers a lot of making deep runs coming up short.
He didn't change with the times, but he always made the effort. Always tried to do everything he could to win a championship. Unfortunately, didn't change with the times, and they never seem to put the right people together or the team together.
Right, but I do think there's value in, like, obviously, that buys you, I think, a little more leeway. Like, when fans know how much you care, and he cared a lot.
Absolutely.
That does give you a little more grace with the fan base.
Mr. S.
Yeah. There, is that what you call him?
That's what they call him.
Okay.
Mr. S.
Did you know Mr. Snyder?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. He owned this radio station at one point.
I didn't know that.
When we first started as a sports station, he was the owner.
There you go. Did he hire you?
No.
Okay.
He didn't fire me.
Were you
either.
Here before he bought the station?
No, I was here when he owned the station. The Snyders owned the station. His son was the one that was kind of running things here.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
but like, you were hired previous to them buying it?
No. They owned it. They were the first owners when it became a sports station.
Yeah.
So you
got hired under their regime.
Yeah, but they,
Yeah.
Basically.
How about that?
Rob's a WIP Hall of Fame.
Rob was hired by Mr. Snyder indirectly.
No, he did not. I had a one-day contract that turned into like 30-some years.
You've got to write a book on like the history of WIP or something.
If I'm truthful, it'll be kind of tough on some people.
Okay. Anybody in particular that you'd like to?
There's a lot of people that would be unhappy if I wrote a truthful account of what's happening.
Just write one for me then.
All right.
Just write a book so I can read it.
I'll send you.
Send me a copy.
I actually started one during my 1 year hiatus from here.
Oh, okay.
I did write, and I said, "This."
How
is
far did you get?
One chapter.
It's got to be hard to write a book.
It was too honest. I said, some people are not going to like this.
Oh, it was like a manifesto type thing?
No, it wasn't a manifesto.
I don't even know what manifesto means. I'm not going to lie to you.
Dropping terms now? Yeah.
I was hoping it would stick right.
It was an accounting of some of the things that went on behind the scenes here.
Nuts. I need to see your notes.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes, and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
true crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.